Good afternoon.
We're waiting, there we go.
Good afternoon, committee members and public. Open the House Committee on General Government Consumer Protection. The date is February 9, 2012. We're going to have a work session on two bills today, and we're going to start with House Bill 411.
One.
I thought I did enough ones. 4111, House Bill. So Jan, please tell us where we are. This is on this bill.
Mr. Chair, committee members, the committee heard this bill Wednesday as well as last week, and it is a bill that addresses how a city or county can sell property that has a lien for a final assessment on it for local improvement. And we discussed the Dash 2 amendment at the last meeting, which sets up the price at which that property or pieces of property can be sold. The Dash 2 amendment was not adopted by the committee. There is no fiscal impact on the Dash 2 and no revenue impact on the Dash 2.
So it's ready to go?
That's correct.
Okay. Co-Chair Hobey, can I have a
move? Mr. Chair, I move that we adopt the Dash 2 amendment dated 2-8-2012 to House Bill 4111.
Co-Chair Hobey moves we adopt Dash 2 and the House Bill 40, the Dash 2 dated February the 8th, 2012, and the House Bill 4111. Any discussions, committee members? Any objections? Okay, do I have to, not have to gavel that in?
Yes, you'd say the motion amendment is
carried. The motion is carried to adopt the Dash 2.
Co-Chair Hobey. Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4111. As amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Co-Chair Hovey moves House Bill 4111 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion, committee members? Can we have a vote, please?
Representative Cameron.
Excused.
Representative Clement.
Aye.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Representative Widener.
Aye.
Vice Chair Sheehan.
Yes.
Vice Chair Smith?
Excused.
Co-Chair Holmey?
Aye.
Full Chair
Wisner? Aye. Motion. Gavel?
Mm-hmm.
House Bill 4111 with the Dash 2 is passed. And Representative Widener, would appreciate you carrying that bill.
Yes.
Close the work session.
Okay, we'll close the work session on House Bill 4111. We'll open a work session on House Bill 4091. Jan, where are we on this one?
Mr. Chair, committee members, this is the bill that directs staff to convene a work group to look at the process in which the criminal records checks are conducted. The committee heard the bill Wednesday and adopted the Dash 3 amendment that adds a member to that work group, and this member would represent the privacy rights of individuals. Also on Wednesday, the committee adopted the Dash 6 amendment, which broadens the scope beyond just looking at employees who are, or people who are licensed by the state, so they would be looking at the entire criminal records check system.
Thank you. Representative Chair, Co-Chair Hovey.
Ms. Chair, I move House Bill 4091 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation with subsequent referral by prior reference to Ways and Means.
Co-Chair Hovey moves House Bill 4091 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommended recommendation with a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. Committee members, discussions, comments? Co-Chair Hovey.
Ms. Chair, I just recognize Representative Nathanson in the audience and want to thank her for her diligence in working this issue, and I'm hopeful that we can continue this conversation and come back in 2013 with some efficiencies for the state in background checks. I think we certainly heard a lot of testimony about the redundancy problems and the lack of coordination between and within agencies on background checks, no fault of their own. We have a very complex issue, and I'm hoping that in the future we'll be able to move forward with discussing grants and wrap-back potential for the state of Oregon to help us with this process. And hopefully the work group can get that all ironed out by 2013.
Thank you. Mrs. Nordland?
Committee members, I just wanted to point out that there is a fiscal statement on the dash 3 and dash 6 amendments that if you want to look and don't have it right before you, have copies, but there is an impact for DAS to convene that work group.
All the committee members understand, how much was it?
The total impact, $102,237. And that is to cover the person who will be convening the work group, roughly $17,000 in legal fees to the Oregon Department of Justice and the Federal Department of Justice, and a small amount for services and supplies.
Thank you. Any other discussion, committee members? Comments?
Mr. Chair, just on that last point, so, and maybe Representative Nathanson knows, but the expectation is this will be, there'll be enough work here, this is someone's full-time job for 2 years, so that's a biennial fiscal?
Representative Clem, I think it was indicated that it would be about 9-month period for the person to work on this project.
And this is going to Ways and Means after that? I'll let them fight that then. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Clem. Representative Nathanson, good sailing. We can help you in Ways and Means. Let us know. I think that there is potential to save a lot of money here for the state, and that's why I think the committee here has supported you in this and hopes it moves forward. With that, I'll ask for a vote, please.
Representative Cameron.
Excused.
Representative Clem.
Aye.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Representative Widener.
Aye.
Vice Chair Sheehan.
Yes.
Vice Chair Smith.
Excused.
Co-Chair Holby.
Aye.
Co-Chair Wisman.
Aye. With that, House Bill 4111 is amended, is passed.
4091.
Is passed, and good luck, good sailing. With that, I'll close the work session on House Bill 4091. Committee members, good job. You've done your work, and we'll close. Unless Co-Chair Hovey, do you have any comments? Or?
No, I'm just wondering, do we have any Senate bills yet to put on our schedule?
There have not been any referred.
Okay.
With that.
Well done, man.
Can I hold the gavel while we kill my bill that I didn't even testify in favor of myself?
What's happening?
I tried to move it.
I know.
We're adjourning.
You know, yeah, I'm real upset anything? About the whole
you
thing.
Want to vote?
I don't know. Let's vote on a bunch of stuff. Do we vote on anything?
Yes.
We do.
Yes. The background.
I would like to be able to vote.
Okay.
I object.
Mr. Chair, I move.
Time out. Okay.
Mr. Chair, I had ODOT. I apologize. I had ODOT in my office. Mr. Chair, I move to suspend the rules to allow Representative Smith to vote on House Bill 4111.
Co-Chair Hovey requests suspension of the rules to allow Representative Smith to vote on House Bill 4111. Any objection? Hearing none, how do you vote, Representative Smith?
Aye.
Thank you.
Do the other one.
I just had to clear my throat.
Mr. Chair, I move
suspension.
Move that we suspend the rules to allow Representative Smith to vote on House Bill 4091.
Co-Chair Hovey moves that we suspend the rules to allow Representative Smith to vote on House Bill 4091. Any objections? Seeing none, Representative Smith, how do you vote?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now reclose. Did I open? Reclose.
It's a snow apocalypse out there. I'm glad you got here.
So we didn't have any of that.
Okay, with that, we'll again close the House Government Committee on General Government and Consumer Protection. Good weekend.
How are we?